Welcome to the Remote First podcast. Every week we invite guests from large or innovative companies to share their insights on enabling an equitable and distributed workplace experience. I'm your host, Daphne Laforêt. Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the Remote First podcast. Today, as part of our Startups for Remote Work series, we are welcoming Tarek Roth, founder and CEO of Catalog, a work hub that becomes your new digital HQ. Welcome, Tarek.
Hi, great to be here. Thank you for having me, Daphne.
It's a pleasure. I'm so happy to have you. I really want to hear more about everything you're working on. Why did you start Catalog at the beginning?
Now, Catalog started off as with most founders, a pet peeve that I think needed to be solved in the world. The world of work was getting more and more fragmented. People were losing time looking for stuff. There's a lot of chaos in fairly modern and sophisticated organizations. I thought it was a good time to take a step back and solve it once and for all. And I started the company.
So can you tell me a bit more about what Catalog is exactly and what is the problem it's solving?
Your intro was great. So if you think Catalog is essentially that digital HQ, it's the work hub that fixes all the things people hate about working online. So think of it like the central place where all of your people, teams, projects, data, tools, and information sit. So you can search and find things quite easily. You can see who owns what. You can quickly understand the status of a project. You can track your team's progresses against goals and standard operating procedures that need to be coordinated across multiple teams, departments. All of that is seamlessly and asynchronously managed inside of Catalog.
And then, so what was exactly like the mindset you had behind where you were like, okay, we need to have this kind of like digital HQ experience? Where does that come from?
So the secret sauce is that I'm an architect. So I trained as an architect, and I think in terms of systems, and I think in terms of spaces. I think in terms of like, how do people feel being in a space? How do people feel entering a space? Do they have the right context? So if you apply those thinking, if you apply that thinking and those principles into software and think through what does the digital version of an office look like, the easiest way to do it would be skeuomorphic, where you have physical spaces where you virtually walk through. But I think there's a more interesting set of constraints that you can avoid being a digital workplace. So digital HQ is essentially the digital manifestation of your company. Like, what is that home online for work? And today it's Slack and Zoom, but those are meetings, those are communication tools. Where's the HQ? Where's all of your people? Where's all of your teams? Where's all of your projects? Where do you go for, you know, certain procedures and standard operating things that you need to acquire to be able to do things in the company? And that's not, it's in 30 different places today. So you don't really have an HQ. You have 30, 40 little HQs you go for different things. And so Catalog is sort of bringing together all those different pieces into one big proper HQ for the company.
You were mentioning earlier the work about hybrid and how when you become a hybrid team, it can be quite fragmented and difficult to kind of create that sense of being together. Is it something that Catalog is focusing on as well in the experience of using the platform?
Yes. So if you think about belonging and presence, and if you think about access to information, hybrid is sort of constraining you to just the meetings you're on or in the emails you get and the Slack channels that you're on. It can feel quite fragmented, and it's not necessarily built for that. It's built for instant gratification, instant communication, get the information you need now versus the big picture. So Catalog sort of helps existing employees, new employees, people that are working on different things to have a central place to be able to feel like they're a part of something bigger. That's one. The second is they have access to information with a level of fidelity and clarity and context that they didn't have before. So to make it a little bit more tangible, if you had, say, if you're working on this podcast feature, who else is working on this? What is the latest updates for it? What are the resources that you have? What software do you use for this? All of that is typically is tacit information that sits in people's heads, and you have bits and pieces of that project in different places. You have messaging in Slack. You might have some project management tool tracking its execution. You might have some code somewhere. You might have a podcast app which has a bunch of things in it. How do you bring all those pieces of information together? And that's something that Catalog helps you sort of achieve.
So it connects basically the apps that you're already using to a hub or a place to start with.
It's a place to start with, yes. And you can connect a whole bunch of things into it if you need to, but you don't necessarily have to. It's okay. Up to you if you want to do that.
So how does it look like for a company who's like wanting to set up something to centralize a bit more their work and have people basically get out of silos? Is a bit how I'm seeing Catalog, it seems. You know, you'd be able to have a bit of a centralized place to see everything. How does it look like for a company who's like would want to introduce this for example, if they have a hybrid team and they want to everybody to have an equitable experience, for example?
Yeah, so the central place is sort of like a consequence of people using Catalog as opposed to it being the goal. Because everything is in sort of consolidating into this one place, it sort of becomes a place where, you know, you can see everything as opposed to going into 10 different places. The way a hybrid company can make people feel more belonging is by, if you use Catalog and if you bring all of your goals into that product, if you bring all of your processes into that product, onboarding new employees, kicking off a project, doing a new design sprint, doing a new engineering sprint, how do you standardize these things in a company, and how do you track how people are going through those processes? That's one way people can get started. The second way is to centralize the resources for a project. So let's say you're launching a new marketing website, and then you have assets for it, you have documentation for it, you have files for it, you have people that are working on it, you have updates that you're sharing frequently. It becomes a central hub for that project. You can also start with centralizing all of your people and teams. So it becomes the team pages and people pages. So everybody knows everyone else and knows what all the teams are up to, etc. So it sort of is essentially the digital HQ with people, teams, projects, processes, and goals, and the ability to search across them quite effectively.
So it's like if, for example, if you were actually like an office or a physical space, for example, it's like if you were getting in the office and then have like all the employees there, have all the files and the documents, you know, in little boxes, all the walls with the sticky notes, basically the feel of the office, but then you have it in a digital way.
In a digital form, yes, exactly. That's nice. A nice way to put it.
No, I really like that idea because I feel like there's so much things missing around that, where, you know, how do you create that kind of belonging and sense of like you are part of this company when you are every day at your home and opening your computer and just kind of starting working without necessarily have like a key card of like I'm getting in the office today and I'm part of the crew. This is kind of helping, I feel, this feeling of like wanting to belong somewhere.
Exactly. So if you think through what happens some people call it the water cooler moment, some people call it the hallway moment. It's when you hear about something that you typically don't hear about in your standard channels of communication, right? So if you bump into somebody from the communications team and they're like, hey, we're doing this campaign on XYZ, like that's information that got shared informally, right? And those sorts of informal communication is not happening anymore in hybrid and digital working. I mean, you can stumble across things digitally, but it's very hard to get more context on something, for instance, without talking to more people. So there's an amount of information flow that's constrained and constricted when people go hybrid and digital. Now, that problem also exists when companies get bigger. So it's not just a purely digital or hybrid problem. So when companies get to 300, 500,000 people, the information flow gets quite fragmented and siloed away. So how do you increase the chances of information being seen by other people? What channel do you put things into so that it's distributed through to the entire organization? So Catalog sort of supercharges the typical water cooler moments. So if Daphne was a part of a brick communications organization, you'll now be able to see across the organization and what everyone's up to. You might go to some team and say, hey, that's the thing I'm looking for. Who's working on it, right? That's the stuff that's meaningful to me and my team. I'm going to go get in touch with that person. But Catalog would have enabled that interaction versus bumping into somebody in the hallway or at a team lunch or in the water cooler or in the snack counters or kitchen counters in the office.
Even in general, like, people who used to work in offices before, I mean, or the real life, before they all went to discovering remote work, there's a lot of the work they were doing anyway that was very siloed, and that department wouldn't see each other's work really, or it would really have to know the right people. Using a platform like that can always be helpful, even for someone who or a company that doesn't necessarily want to be remote, it can work just as an organization, a new way of organization design, basically.
Exactly. And so we set up the company well before the pandemic, right? So the pandemic has made the situation acute, but mm-hmm. the problem was always there. It's also a thing about making the organization accessible to some extent. So you have people with accessibility issues, you have people with parental and children and commitments and personal things that they need to do outside mm-hmm. of work. And for like you have a lot of the times in some companies, the informal exchange happens, you know, post-work at dinners. And not everybody is necessarily able to go to those post-work dinners or drinks or whatever it is. And so Catalog sort of makes it accessible to everyone, because the way information shared is sort of democratized and centralized and visible to everybody else. It also enforces a certain amount of structure that makes that scaling, sharing that information quite easy.
Hey there, just taking a few seconds to mention our sponsor, Remotive.io, who is an awesome supporter for this podcast. Since 2014, Remotive is helping top distributed companies hire remote workers. Going remote has opened your company to the world, so going Remotive will channel your jobs to the best talents out there. You like the podcast so far? You can now subscribe and visit our new website, remotefirst.fm, where you can find all links, show notes, and resources for each episode. And if you found value in this show, we'd love your rating on your listening app of choice. And now, let's get back to the show. So right now that we are moving into an era where companies are trying to be hybrid and build the right culture to for everyone to be included, as you're saying, like, what are your opinions on the way that, you know, do you think that companies will succeed at going hybrid? What do you think are going to be the most challenges there?
So working from home has like left people feeling exhausted and overstretched, right? So let's just establish that very clearly. Hybrid is not working. Remote working is not a silver bullet. Mm-hmm. So working, but hybrid work is a good idea. If you're not very careful with it, it'll only add to the problem, unless the organizations that are walking into it are smart about how they're setting it up. If they do nothing and just say we're going to just, as like, you know, turn this company into a hybrid company without really thinking through all of the edges that come with that, there's a massive burnout crisis that they're just sleepwalking into, right? So one thing that might help with that is we recently announced the findings from a landmark study we conducted with Cornell University into the impact of, you know, using multiple tools, multiple working practices, distributed work, etc. And the findings were pretty alarming. Like, the, for instance, collaboration tools have not been designed to work together. And because companies haven't really implemented a strong way of how you work, put all these tools together, there's a lot of distraction. There's loss of focused work. Like, technology is cheating workers out of their time, focus, creativity. And there's a battle for everyone's attention. So this product wants your attention, that product wants your attention, Slack wants your attention. So mm-hmm. where is the time left for deep work? So and also, because of that fragmentation, like, employees are wasting an hour every day trying to find stuff that's hidden between different apps. A whole hour, that's 5 hours a week just spent looking for stuff. And mm-hmm. that's not even going into the frustration that comes off of looking for stuff constantly. Like this just pure time cost is 5 hours a week. And focus is suffering. I think it said 43% of workers are spending too much time switching between digital tools. That's one in mm-hmm. half the people are spending too much time. They feel like they don't want to switch context anymore. And half say, you know, making the switch makes them less productive. So going back to the question of companies planning for hybrid work, it's crucial that they take the opportunity to redesign the way their teams are working. Right? They need to go back and go, it's not just a question of, you know, give the team Slack and Zoom and say, good luck. I think that's a very dangerous way of walking into that whole setup. You need to be very, very thoughtful about the employees. You need to be thoughtful about how they feel, how they contribute, how they get, you know, rewarded, how they get recognized, all of those sorts of things, visibility, shareability, accessibility, like all those sorts of things have a bunch of concerns that need active resolution. But if you do it properly, I think this is a world that we're not going to back out of ever again.
I mean, definitely, I can so agree with you. Even when those who actually discovered also the flexibility of remote work, or in general, just the flexibility of choice, to tell them that you're going to take off this choice from them is definitely like the wrong thing to do. Like, once you touch freedom, you don't want to go back. And you're like, no, I can do this and be free. I definitely agree with that. And also, I agree when you're saying that, you know, you cannot just give tools and be like, it's fine, you have a laptop. You know, we already were internet friendly or kind of remote friendly, so we have no issue with that. Long term, there's a big difference if you don't think about how you are reorganizing your organization or your company to work together and think about the way we work as a company, as a team, and how we're able to make things move forward. Like, it's just, I've had so many people coming with issues that are exactly related to that, of like overloaded notifications, not knowing, you know, where to find information, being completely overwhelmed with the amount of moving digital and being just overwhelmed with the amount of tools and information coming in. So I think it's going to be a very good catalog to have this around as like a solution for
absolutely for teams, and to yeah. To your point on hybrid, we recently launched a campaign to protect workers and employees from the onslaught of all of these things that you're talking about, and to help companies redesign their work environments in a newly hybrid world, right? So we launched something called the Modern Work Index, where people can benchmark their own workplace against the core principles that we think are key in this new form of working, which is trust, flexibility, focus, and belonging. So if you go search for Modern Work Index or language.work and do there's a 16 question scorecard that you can go through, and it gives you a clear reading of where your organization is in terms of enabling distributed working. And we'll give you also practical advice on how to get forward. So if you've just gotten into remote and hybrid and you want a more structured approach to improving things, I think the Modern Work Index is a great place to start.
And more of a like overall global idea of catalog being kind of the solution for companies to create more of that belonging feel in a company. Like, how do you think, or what would you like actually catalog to be for employees that are working in companies? Like, how do you want them to feel when they are using catalog instead of other tools as a place to be a work hub for them?
So there's definitely, employees are going to feel a time before catalog and a time after catalog, right? So it's a foundational shift in how information is stored, how information is retrieved, how data is basically archived in a company, how tacit knowledge is left. Like, it's a foundational shift in how people work. Mm-hmm. But I don't want catalog to be just like a tool that people adopt and then go, oh, this is nice for the company, let's move forward. I think this is a pivotal moment for the future of work, right? So hybrid is we're getting like a once in a lifetime opportunity to press reset on the way work is done. Like, this is not going to come again. Mm-hmm. And in this moment, I think it's important to truly rethink how infrastructure for work needs to be built. And if we don't really dig deep into what some of those problems are and address them proactively, I think we're missing out on a massive, massive opportunity to push forward the way people work and how they spend their time. So going back to your question, I think one is there's going to be how employees are going to feel, teams are going to feel a before and after. Second, they're going to feel empowered to push forward on a bunch of key things that we think make work better, right? So if you want management to trust you, you need to give them information. Now, sharing information is difficult now. It's manual, it's hectic, you don't know where to share, people don't know where to put it, people don't know if other people have seen it, etc. So catalog will help you do that. Just give it to catalog and it will do the distribution for you. It will do the visibility stuff for you. It will do the archiving stuff for you, right? So you are just on the hook for giving it what it needs and it'll do the rest. That's one. There's the other thing of, I don't know how to do something. Where do I go for this specific piece of information in the company? Where can I find this design for that thing? Where can I find the code base for this? Like, those sorts of questions which you typically needed to Slack somebody else and ask for can now go into catalog and you can find those things. And so your interaction between people can be of higher quality versus, you know, nagging someone for something. So the amount of interpersonal pings that are irritating will reduce. So, and the organization as a whole, there's a lot of work that goes into making people feel like they belong to the organization. You know, there's the infamous, masterclasses on Zoom and experiences on Zoom, which do something, but is very, very far from achieving the objective of how can we make people feel like they belong. And so if the company uses Catalog, they can see all of the work happening across the organization without people necessarily actively sharing it, if that makes sense. And so by the organization seeing their work and by the employees feeling like their work is being seen without putting too much effort, there's mm-hmm. more sense of belonging in the organization. So these are all the foundational shifts we will enable inside companies as a consequence of using the tool. But I think there's also an other set of soft outcomes, which I think are a lot more meaningful than just, you know, productivity improvements and visibility improvements, which I think we're going to be very proud of bringing about into the modern world of work.
Well, that's awesome. I think that you've made a really clear demonstration that people should definitely look into Catalog. So I invite everyone to go have a look at the Catalog website. I will put it in the show notes, including the index that you were talking about earlier. Thank you so much, Tarek, for taking part of that Remote First series for startups. So have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining.
No, thank you for having me. It was really nice to talk to you again.
Thank you for tuning in to Remote First. You can find all links and show notes in the episode description. And if you found value in this show, we'd love your rating on your listening app of choice. Thank you for being here. See you next time.